stem cells wait to be programmed. Relationships. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Stem cells wait to be programmed in relationships. In Dial Healing Worlds this morning, I gave a wonderful talk about the idea of, I am so happy I could sing. Well, as I sing, my stem cells, which are just joining forces with me now, the 10,000 stem cells born every day, brand new, out of my brain, waiting to have me say what kind of a relationship they're going to have with the world, what sort of attitude they're going to be focusing out and revealing in my life today. They say, Herb, this is going to get a little boring with all this stem cell talk. Yes, it is, isn't it? It's just like anything. I like me, I like me, I like me. It gets boring. But just let me pour it in and pour it in and pour it in and let me bring it home to you, bring it home to you, bring it home to you as often as I can. And then all of a sudden, it'll be just like magic. You won't know how it happened or where it happened, but then you will be walking around in a world filled with ideal relationships. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a world filled with ideal relationships? Well, that's what our stem cells are waiting for us to program them about. They're waiting to put into motion whatever sort of concept we want for ourselves. Now, if we want a concept of happy relationships, then we must think about happy relationships. Think about it all day long. We must think about happy relationships. We must think about any relationship that ever gave us a second thought and remember that that second thought was a good thought, a good thought. We are in harmony. We are harmonious with every being on the face of the earth because we created them and we created them to be a representation of our thought at that moment. Now, if we were thinking thoughts at a moment that we were not very happy about ourselves, then we are creating in our world circumstances that are not very happy with ourselves. If we are creating in our world when we are angry things that we don't like, well, that's because we're angry. If we are upset or in any way out of balance, well, then that's where our world's all about. But you say, how can you be in balance when you're out of balance? How can you be in balance when you're out of balance? How can you be in balance when you're out of balance? When you don't know how to play the piano, you practice, 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 and pretty soon you can play the piano. It is just a technical thing that you can do. Now, to play it beautifully and to play it like a master, that's another thing, but that is another lesson too. But right now, we're just on the basics. We're just on the basics of, if you want to play the piano, practice, 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 and you will be a good mechanical player of the piano, and that's a good start. Okay, if you stick with piano playing, and you stick with practicing, you will find that there's something in your heart that wants to express itself. There's some attitude, some feeling, some emotion, oh, some magic in you that wants to come out, and as you practice, it comes out, and you don't even notice when it starts coming out. People say, my, did you improve? And they don't even say that because they don't even remember how you were. They only know how you are. And that's up to us, to only know how we are. The stem cells in our body recreating every day, brand new 10,000 sets in our brain alone, and in our body with the trillions of cells that they have. It's amazing. But all of the cells that recreate or that are born again, or not born again, but that are born into our body, are brand new cells, our stem cells, our cells waiting to be programmed with whatever we want to program them with. Now, you can have it any way you like. You can program unhappiness or happiness, sadness or gladness, whatever you like. I'm so happy I could sing. What a wonderful way to begin the day. What a wonderful way to play. What a wonderful way to say what you really have in your heart. I'm so happy I could sing. So then sing. And other people might look at you and say, you could stand a little training. And you don't create anybody in your world thinking you could stand a little training. You know what they think about you? They think, boy, is that person a happy person. Boy, is that person filled with joy. Boy, is that person the kind of person I'd like to be around. They don't think how, yes, think. They don't think how your singing sounds operatically. They don't think that your singing should be better or worse. They don't think, they only think you're so darn happy. And they wish that they were happy too. Yes, so be happy. I'm so happy I could sing. I'm so happy I could dance. I'm so happy I could, you know, we have a friend, a nice guy. And he's been looking for the solution to some of the problems of his life. And the problems, of course, are himself. And as he looks here and he looks there and he looks everywhere. And he doesn't find it because it's all inside of him. And the more he looks, the less he finds it. Well, the other day, his heart took him to join a dancer and learn how to dance a beautiful Mexican dance. And as he learned this beautiful Mexican dance, unashamedly, he wanted to share how it is. He was so happy with what he was learning. He felt so good inside himself, he didn't even think that he looked silly. And of course, he didn't look silly. Because he was so happy. He was so happy. And when he started sharing with me how he's learning this dance and how wonderful this dance is, I caught the message of his happiness and my happiness. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful way to go. How great. And then, you know, the part I liked the most about it, he said, you got to wiggle your hips. You got to wiggle your hips a lot. You wiggle your hips this way and wiggle your hips that way and turn your foot this way and turn your foot. And he said, you got to be really something fantastic and something that everybody wants to watch and enjoy because you like being yourself. And you see, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all. Relationships are what we are in ourselves. When we are at happy in ourselves, when we are joyous in ourselves, when we are glad in ourselves, when we are doing the things that make us feel great, then we are creating a world about us that feels great. And everyone in our relationship will feel just as great as we are because they'll say, wow, it's so nice to be around that person. That person just likes themselves. That person is happy to be with. That person is sharing with me all sorts of great ideas and great thoughts and great... Wow, wow, wow. And you know what I said to that person? I said, hey, how soon are you going to come up and teach this to the girls on campus? Not because they need to learn to dance, but because I'd like to have them be infected by his delight in himself, his delight in his own beingness, his genius, his wonder, and his magic, his ability to just uninhibitedly dance and sing and do the things that are going to make him shine out. The kind of person that he really is. These are the stem cells that work inside of him. And the stem cells that work inside of you and me are the stem cells that say, hey, you're a pretty nice person. You're a pretty wonderful person. You're pretty exciting. You're pretty great. And you see, the relationships that we have then are all harmonious and beautiful. Because we, in our stem cells, in our creativity, do not create anyone in our world who is inharmonious with us, because we are harmonious with everyone. We are unconditionally loving. And so we create everyone in our world as unconditionally loving. We create everyone in our world as happy and joyous and filled with imagination. We create everyone in our world as being super dancers. They get up and dance this new dance that he was showing me, and what do they say? They say, wow, that's cool, that's all right, that's great. And you know, another thing about that dance that might appeal to many people, it has only two or three steps. Very simple, very simple. It has a little bit of twisting and turning and a lot of wiggling, but just two or three steps. And anyone can learn that really wonderfully and really quickly if you want to. But it is so great. It is so great. And you see, this is what life is all about. It's liking ourselves, telling ourselves we like ourselves, and then our stem cells create in our world the attitude that brings in our world all of the happy circumstances that make life really worthwhile living. Now, are you ready for such an exciting adventure? Are you ready for such a magnificent experience? Well, I am, and I had it. And I'm going to have a lot more like it, because I am training my stem cells to be harmonious in every way, to be joyous in every way, to be the creative force of my universe, of happiness, harmony, peace, right action, and truth. And you know, it is wonderful. It is so wonderful. It's just hard to realize how wonderful it is. Join with me in this and know that this is what's wonderful for you too. It's great. I love you. I love you. I love you.